being learned, Lili Nishmas, Moron, Rav Avraham Yaakov, ben Ramei Zandel HaKoyin, Nishmas Rav Nisanam, ben Rav Zalman Pinchas HaKoyin, Nishmas Rav Yeshua Chaim, ben Rav Mordechai Tzvi Halevi, Nishmas Rav David, ben Rav Moshe Grossman, Kulam, Zechonam Levroche. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara we had learned yesterday to get into the swing of the sugya. We had in the Mishnah that a person shechted the behemah l'avodah zarah, will there be an issel of shechitas oisai ve'ez benoi? So the Mishnah brings down a machlokes, Rav Shimon poita v'chachomim mechayvim. Rav Shimon hold a shechita she'ein aruya lo yishma shechita. So memele, it is no issa rabbeisei ve'ez benoi. And the chachomim are mechayvim because you don't need a shechita ruya. So memele, there's an issa rabbeisei ve'ez benoi. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that what the chachomim are mechayvim, if there was a shechita l'shem avodah zarah, l'shono sheshochat rishon l'avodah zarah, that the aim was geshochten l'avodah zarah, Usheini l'shulchana, the ben was geshochten l'shulchana. So memele, so then that's called, according to the chachamim, that's called a shechita oisei ve'ez benoi, and the shechita of the aim l'avodah zarah does not in any way take away the malchus for the shechita oisei ve'ez benoi. There are two different aveiras. He did an aveira with the aim by shechting it l'avodah zarah. He did an aveira with the ben by its oisei ve'ez benoi. So Rashi says, so first bezn will be done him on the shechitas haben, will give him malchus, and then will be done him on the shechitas aim, and will give him isa. But what if the aim is shechted for himself? So now it comes out that when he shechted the ben, he did two aveiras. One aveira he shechted l'avodah zarah, that's chayiv misa. Secondly, he shechted tzoisei ve'ez benoi, so he's chayiv malchus. His potter, then will be potter from the malchus of tzoisei ve'ez benoi. The Kamlei b'darabimenei. There he will be part of a Malkis of Kamlei b'darabimenei. This is what Reish Lakish said. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, that what you're telling us, Zu afilo tenoike shol beis rabo and yoidin oiso. That's a poshet adin. Ela pa'omim, you should have said a bigger chiddush. Ela pa'omim shafilu shochat rishen l'shulchonoi isheni l'avodah zarah chayiv. That it could be, you said, that if he shechted the second one l'avodah zarah, he'll be part of a malchus, atzkim l'b'darabinei, you should have said, a chiddush, that afilu he shechted the second one l'avodah zarah, he's chayiv malchus. Kigoin, da'as rubei mishum oisei ve'ez benoi, there was a hasro als oisei ve'ez benoi. He said, gets malchus als oisei ve'ez benoi, v'lo yasro bei mishum avodah zarah. There was no hasro als avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, chai ve'y misei shoygegim does not part of a malchus. That means, we learn that from Kedere Shosoi, that misei part of from malchus. If I do one pu'ula, that I'm chayiv from this pu'ula, misa and malchus, so then you give misa and not malchus. But if it's le'aschubay, and the misa, so then you get malchus, and the chayiv malchus. Chayiv and misa shaygigim does not part of a malchus. That is what Rav Yochanan holds, but Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, given the chi asro bei potter, if they would have given him asro and the misa, he would be potter. At kimlei b'darabunei, kilei asro bei nami potter. Safula, they didn't give him asro. He's not getting misa, but chai ve misa shoygigim is also potter for malchus. Let us just see Rashi and Pa'omim. let us say, Pa'omim, Shem Malke, Shem Mishnei Seinu, you get Malkes in our Mishnah, Filo Barishin L'Shulchone, Yishayni L'Avayde Zore, Lay Asru Bey Mishum Avayde Zore, Filoi Miktal, so if he's not Chayiv Mise, Sama Melev, then he'll be Chayiv Malkes. Ula Reish Lokish, what is Reish Lokish so? Even the Ilu Asru Bey Avi Miktal, he would have been killed, Upotami Malkes, Kilay Asri Bey Nami, Afal Gav the Loy Miktal, Hoyo Ubahach Isure Iko Tzad Mise, in the Iser of Avayde Zore, there's a Tzad Mise, he won't get Mise because it was without Ascho, but it's an Iser Sheyesh by Tzad Mise, Loy Loki, why Reish Lakish holds that Chayve Mise Shoigigim Apota for Malkus? So the Gemara continues, Ba'ozdu L'taymayu, they're going L'shitosa. The Chiyosi Rabdimi Omar, Rabdimi said over Chayve Mise Shoigigim, V'chayve Malkus Shoigigim V'dover Acher, and he's chayiv something else besides the misen malkus. That means chayiv misis is chayiv momen or malkus. Chayiv malkus is chayiv momen. Rabbi Yochanan oimer chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv. Reish Lakish oimer potter. Rabbi Yochanan oimer chayiv. The leyasru bay. Since there was no hasro, so there's no din of Kimle b'darabu minei. So therefore he's chayiv the dover acher. He's chayiv malkis, he's chayiv momen. Reish Lakish omar potter, the kivin the chi asru bei potter, if there would have been asro is potter, so we see it's an avere sheyesh by mise. It's irrelevant if you give him mise or not, kile asru bei nami potter. So we have here that Rabdimi brings down this machloikis, or perhaps let's say a similar machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The second machloikis is speaking about Chai v'misi shoigigim and momim, that Reish Lakish holds your potter, and Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv. So we have In our Mishnah, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Chai v'misa shoigigin and Malkis. Reish Lakish holds your potter, and Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv. And there we have in Rabdimi, Chai v'misa shoigigin and Momoin, that same Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv, and Reish Lakish holds that your potter. So the Gemara says, why do I need these two machloikis? So the Gemara says, Utsriche, Lechere, it's one shita, if Chai v'misa shoigigim patas. So the Gemara says, no, you need both machlekes. And di ashminen bohom, it would only say our Mishnah, boho koma Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, by Chai v'misa shoigigim and Malkis, there Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish holds that you're pata for Malkis. But by Chayve Misa Shoigigim and Momin, Eime Moidelele Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos what the story is that there's a bigger story that Chayve Misa of Momin should be different. Yeah. The way Rashi is saying here, I would think Chayve Misa and the Shoigigim and Momin, I would think there is Lakish holds your chayiv momen. Yitma boho, and if we would say the machloikis by chayve misis shoigigin and momen, so I think boho koma Rabbi Yochanan that your chayiv because it's misa and momen. Ama boho eima moidel Rab Shimon ben Lakish, but by chayve misis shoigigin and malchus, I would think he's moidel Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Tzriche. That's why we need these both machloikis. Now let us see what Rashi says. Chai v'misis shoigigim, v'chai v'malkis shoigigim, v'dova acha, and there was something else. Atavayu koi, chai v'misis, chai v'malkis, Taiwe Mishe Shoigigim Vidover Acher, Over Aveira Beloy Hasro, eine Shoigig, Vieshbo Din Misim Hoyu Masrim Boy, Vieshbo Oid Chiyuv Dover Acher, is Chayb something else also. Gegoin Malkes, Yisrobeila Malkes, Gihoda Morin, O Yeshbo Chiyuv Momim, Rab Yoichinen Oimer Chayev, Boy Zay Dover Acher, Shima Mise, Hoyel Ve'enoi Nerak, since you're not killing him, so Mamel, there's no din of Kedei Rishosa, Kedei Rishosa Mishim Risha Acher, you can't give him two Oinshim. But here I'm not giving him two Oinshim, because he's not getting an Oinish Mise. Ve'en Chai V'malke Shoyken Dover Acher, Shova Aveiro Sheyesh Bo Malke Samomi, Kegoin, Ochal Maisa Sheini Shal Chaveiroi Begvulim. He ate Maisa Sheini Shal Chaveiroi, which is Gezel, which he owes him money, Begvulim, and he's Chayiv Malkis, because he ate Maisa Sheini Chutzal Rishalayim. Oy Neveilo Otreife Shal Chaveiroi, and also he's Chayiv Malkis, and he's Chayiv Momin, Lehisro Baila Malkis. So here, we have this Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Chayiv Momin. Rishloki says, you're potter for mom. So the Gemara says, why do you need these both machlekesim? Baha koma Rishlokish the potter mi malkes. So the Gemara said, I would think that after by malkes, Rishlokish holds chayve misu shagigim a potter. Now Rashi says a very interesting lumbus. Hoyel v'yesh b'shchita zu tzad misu. When he's shechting, there's a Tzad Mise, that means the Shchita is a Mechayev of Mise. We won't kill him because there was no Hasro, but there's a Mechayev of Mise. Poka Lei Toiras Malkis. So if there is a Mechayev of Mise, so there is no Din Malkis Mine. Why? The Tanti Begufo Lei Romeyolei. So Rashi says a very interesting svara that two chiyuve haguf for one maise is never chal. Rashi says that was the svara of Rish Lakish. It means for one maise to get two chiyuve haguf, even though b'poil you won't give him both. There was no hasro on the mise. But there was a shchita l'avayda zor. There's a shchita oisiv es benoi. So to say that because of this shchita there should be chal on him, two chiyuve yaguf, they should be called them two chiyuve yaguf. There's no such thing. There's no such thing for one maise is this chal on you two chiyuve. Hilkach, afilu loy asru beile mise, leke malkis. There's no malkis because it was never chal. The tarti, Begufa loy rame yalei. That's Rashi's Amir de Columbus. That two chiyuve aguf are never chal. So hilkach afu loy asa bele misa leka malkes. Avu chayvi misa shoygi gimu dobarach. But chayvi misa shoygi gimu dobarach. Ki goin momen vechode begufa vechode bemamoine. Here you don't have this for it. Two chiyuve aguf are not chal for one maise. Now, two chiyuve guf, there's one oynish and one chiyuv tashlumim. Eimo tovayu romi alei. So here I would say that ischayev both. Ischayev both. It means there's a chiyuv mise, there's a chiyuv momen. Mise you don't give him because loy asrubay, but the chiyuv momen is chal. Miu heicha de miktal. Loy mishalef, but if you kill a mamish, then Rabbi Yochanan holds, then Rish Lakish holds loy mishalef, mishum de kamlei, de darabe minei, avol heiche de loy mikto mishalef. I would think Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Rashi says, it's a very interesting svara. Rashi says, Rish Lakish held that there's a concept, tu chiyuvi aguf for one maise can't be held. Means if I shech lovey the zor, it's oisiv es benoi, so for one maise, two chiyuvi aguf should be chal. There can't be such a thing. So memele, so two chiyuvi aguf are not chal. So Mela Filo Asru Bay Lemalkis, he won't get Malkis because Tufi Yubi Agufa Napchal, i.e. doesn't get Misa, it's relevant. But if there is Misa and Momin, so it's not two Chiyuve Yaguf, so then there's Chala Chiyuv Momin. And it's Chala Chiyuv Momin. The Gemara wanted to say, there'll be Chayiv to pay, because it's not two, it's a Chiyuv Momin and a Chiyuv Aguf. It's not a double Chiyuv Aguf. So Rashi says, so if by a Chiyuv Momin and a Chiyuv Aguf, the Chiyuv Momin is Chal, so why when you give him an Oynish, when you kill a mamish, then he's potter from the mamin. Here you're telling me these two chiyuvim can be chal. Can be chal, a chiyuv mamin. Two chiyuvim aguf can be chal. Two onshim can be chal. But a chiyuv mamin and a chiyuv aguf, this could be chal. So Rashi is the kasha. So if you kill him, why is he potter to pay? It's a chiyuv aguf. So Rashi says, there is a din of kum lay by the rabbi b'nei. So what's the teret? So I think the pshat in Rashi is, there's a mojadik Ramban in Makis. Ramban and Makis says, if there's a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv momin, when you give him the misa, we consider ke'ilu, the momin was, he paid up the momin also. By suffering the oynish achomo, we consider ke'ilu, the oynish akal was also niskayim. So when you kim lay, it's got, like he got everything, but the rabba minay, by giving him the bigger one. So Rashi, that's what I'm saying, in Resh Lakish, there's two dinim. There's one din, if it's bechlal chal achiyu, tu chiyu v'yaguf ha-never chal. Be'ronu alay, tu chiyu, if one maise, tu chiyu v'yaguf ha-never chal. Achiyu v'momen, achiyu v'yaguf ha-schal, just chal achiyu v'momen, period. So then Rashi, so Rashi, the problem is the chiyu v'momen is chal, so if you give him me, so why, what happened with the chiyu v'momen? So Rashi says, then is kim lay, I think that's what Rashi means. Then we consider that the Chiyuv Mamin was Niskayim through that what we gave him, the Chiyuv Aguf. Aval Heche Deloy Mikto Mishale. So that would be a Havamin. Lemais, it's not true. Resh Lakish shows that a Filo by a Chiyuv Mamin, we also say two Chiyuvim are not Chal. A Filo one is not a Chiyuv Aguf. It's only a chiyuv moment, but that we see from the second, from the member of Rav Dimi. Avo b'hach d'leil, eim amoydelei l'reish lokish, le'rom ye toires malke, so now the Gemara says, that if it would say the machloikis in Ksubis, I would think that, kichbai, momoin, Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you don't give him the einish misa, then you give him the einish moment, because it's a chiyuv Momin, it was the Chiyuv Aguf, so the Chiyuv Momin is Chal. But by Chiyuv Malkis and Chiyuv Mised, Leirom Ye Toire Malkis, Leirom Ye, there he holds like Resh Lakish, Leirom Ye Toire Malkis, Baveire Shal Mised Klal. There's no Chiyuv whatsoever. There's no Chiyuv whatsoever. That's I would think Rabbi Yochanan holds, and Mais Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like that. Even Dilo Asra Bay Potter. Now, Resh Lakish, we have to appreciate, Rashi said a different mahalach, but Tosfos did not at all understand Resh Lakish. Tema, Minolon Ha, where did Resh Lakish get this for him? That by Achiev, Misa, and Malkus, he was a Shogig by the Misa, that he's Potter for Malkus. After they've given him Asra, he'd be Potter, he's Potter ready. Minolon ho, where did Resh Lakish get this? So Taisa says, Bishloi mechai v'misa shoygigim u'momein nafkelon v'getonid v'cheski in Ksubis is Adrash that says, we learn af v'tonid v'cheski d'lechilakta v'in shoygig v'meizid l'poitre momein. There's a whole Drash, there's a hekesh ma'kiyodna ma'kebeheime ma'kebeheime l'chilakta boi is always pot. There's a special drash that chayve misa shoygigim is potter for money. Fine, it's a drash. Elo malkis minole. How did Resh Lakish know by malkis? Rashi came up with a svara, tuchi yubi aguf anatchal. But I mean, where did he get this from? He learned out. The pasuk says that chayve misa shoy gigim is pata from mamain. He learned out from mamain. Ki heichad aleich chilakta b'mamain, or chinami b'malkis. Just like by mamain, chayve misa shoy gigim is pata. Who was in by malkis, chayve misa shoy gigim is pata. In kain may koma b'samuch, so he asked me in the Baha, Baha, come a Reish Lakish, and he says, I'm more than Gazach. If he learned out from Momen, so the Gemara says, I would say only by Malkis Reish Lakish holds its potter. But by Momen, I would think it's Chayim. And if the whole Mekar of Reish Lakish is from Momen, how could I say such a thing? The Peish Pekuntres, Gabi Malkis, Avul Gabi Momen, Eim is the Chayim. But by Malkis Leidin in the potter, Elami Momen, if we will say, that the whole Mekoyer of Reish Lakish by Malkus is from Mumim, so how could I say, I would think by Malkus Yepota, by Mumim Yechai? The void kosh, the perish akuntas. The comma, the itma boho, the Moses would say, the machlokes by Mumim, I would say, boho comma Rabbi Yochanan, that by Mumim you are Chai. But by Malkis, I would think that you're Potter. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Mashme d'l'reish lokish le'motzim ebetzricha. So that means the Gemara said, if it would say by Malkis, I would think that Reish Lakish only holds this by Malkis, not by Momen. If it would say by Momen, the mother doesn't say, I would think Reish Lakish holds this by Momen and not by Malkis. Or says, I would think Rabbi Yochanan holds by Momen and not by Malkis. Mashme de la Reish Lakish leimotzi mevet zrichese. Ho ike le mevet zrichese, you can make a zrichese ipre. You can say if I kelt this for it, and the Gemara mentions this for it, da ba mine dafke mi momen in potter, dafke by momen your potter, mishum de chad be gufei ve chad be mamoine, the two distinct onshim, so me mele, so you chayev by momen, by chayve misi shoygigim, the Rabbi Gubalay of Kadamoine, Lay of Dinin. So see, Lay of Dinin. Avo Bimalkis, Ema, the in Reish Lakish, you must have said this in Reish Lakish. By Chad, the Gubalay of Kadamoine, Lay of Dinin, Reish Lakish. Avo Bimalkis, Ema, the Moide, the Chayev. By Malkis, maybe he's Moide, the Yechayev. The Misa Arichta he kidekaoved lo be'elunaris. The Gemara in Elunaris mentions such a svore that there's a svore that you give both because Malkus and Misa is a continuation. We're killing him in slow motion. That means that the Gemara is a svore that this is called two onshim. Misa and Momen, that's called two onshim. You don't give him two onshim. Malkis and Misa is pshat is, we're killing him slowly. First we give him Malkis and then we'll finish him off. So the Gemara mentions a svore that Malkis and Misa would be a svore, you should do both. Mo mentions such a svore. So why did the Gemara, where does the Gemara mention this? L'rameya. The is lay trei kroy. He has two psukim. Le misa mame, the misa patas mame, or misa malkis. So the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? So the Gemara says, we're saying misa mame, I would think misa patas mame. But misa malkis, it's a misa richte, so I think it wouldn't pata. Then the Gemara says, if we're saying misa malkis, I would say trei chiyuve yaguf, are not chal. But the Misa Momen is Chal. So why didn't the Gemara make the Tzriches Reish Lakish both ways? So Taisa says, Ela Mishim Degabi Meizit Ikra Kroi Le'evdine Tarti Lo'i Begufe V'lo'i B'Momen. So Taisa says, there, if I have two Psukim, no one says, from the need of the Psukim, I see, I'd have a Svora to say, this Svora, that Svora, Tzrichlas is Be'em Tzriches Achid. Venire leforish, so therefore Taisvis learns a whole different shot in the Gemara than Rashi. Taisvis again starts off with a Murdike problem that how could Reish Lakish say that that the Chayve Mises Shogig in Patos on Malkus is only a posuk by Momen. So Taisa says, but so that's Takip Shad the whole sugya. V'nira l'posh, yitma b'ahid eilun ares, b'ho does not mean b'ayos. Ho means an eilun ares, the potresh loksh Chayve Mises Shogig in Bedovarach by Momen. Have a mina dafka hosan potter, but it's under the Mecheski, and it is a posse. Avo be Malkis, loy. But by Malkis, I would think that, Avo Malkis, I would think that, it doesn't pot, I don't have a posse. And I don't learn that Malkis from Mummin. Be yitma boho, if it would say by us, boho kama Rabbi Yochanan, that Misa doesn't pata Malkus because I don't have a posik. I don't learn out from Momin. Ava bo the Momin and Meidolei Shlokish Medetona the Becheski. Okay, so Taisus learns a whole different shot in the Baha that's going on over there, not on over here. Let us go a little further. Now, it says in the Mishnah that one of the cases, which is a shchita she'ein aruya, is a pora dume. Rek the Gemara, u poras chatos shchita she'ein aruya hi, if you shech a pora dume, it's called a shchita she'ein aruya, or sanye, Rab Shimon oimer, poro metama tumas oichlin, a pora is metama tumas oichlin, Hoyel Bohoiso lo Shas Akoisha, since it had a Shas Akoisha, Va Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Oima Hoya Rab Shimon Poro Niftis al Gabe Marachto. Omar Rab Shimon Barab Omar Rab Yochanan Poros Chatos Eina Mishne. Now let us see what is happening over here. It says in the Mishnah that if a person shechs a poros chatos, according to Rab Shimon, it's a shchita shein aruya. So the Gemara is, Rab Shimon himself said, poro metamo tumas oichlin. What does that mean? The afal gav the Omar Rab Shimon, kamed de preiris, yisurei hano, kegoin sher anisko, hu petach hamer, Ein metamin tumas oichlin. Asher aniskel is not, he's talking about tum over here. It's not metamin tumas oichlin. The nafgalei mikol ha-oichel asher ye-ochel. Oichel shata yochel lachiloi lacherim kori oichel. An oichel that you could be machel for other people, that's called an oichel. It's makabal tumas. Koleichel she-ochel kori oichel. But an oichel that you can't be machel to somebody else, that means a pora dume. I'm sorry, oichel you can't be machel to somebody else. Let's say sheranisko, petach hamer, tosamano. So that is not mekabel tum. Afal pike, Rab Shimon holds that a pora dume moidi the pora dume mekabelas tumes oichlem letame yachere. A pora dume is mekabel tumes oichlem letame yachere. Now, why is a pora dume? Why is it? Who could you give it to eat? Hoyel v'hoyso lo shas hakoisha lahachilo af la'atzmo mishanishvato. There was a potential that when he shechted the pora dume, he could have eaten it himself. Now, how could you eat it yourself? Mahu shas hakoisha shalo. Omar Reish Lokish, Oima Hoya Rab Shimon, Poro Niftis, Imotze Noaimeno, Afilu Algabe Marachto, Afilu Shochto Kilchoso Almareches Shel Eitzim, Shehi Nishchetes Oler, Kedamrinem Bemeseches Pore, Bekasova Rab Shimon, Kolo Oimed Libdois, Kepodoi Domi, Now, Rab Shimon holds a poro, a macho that's not roi lahacho lacherim is not mekabel tum. Afal pi kein, Rab Shimon said a poro dume is mekabel tum. Now, poro dume is also bano. So Rab Shimon said, but when you shechted it, the minute you shechted it, And you shechted, it seems, the procedures, you shechted al-gabi eitzim, you have eitzim already ready, and you shechted al-gabi eitzim. What would be if one would find a better poraduma then? So there's a mitzvah to be poided this poraduma, and you can still be poided after the shechita, you can still be poided after the shechita. So Rav Shimon holds Amor de Kechidish, Kol Oimed Liftois Ke Podoy Domi, that since it's a mitzvah to be poided, it's like it's podoy. So theoretically, after the shechita, I'm allowed to eat it. It's edible. Al Tislondus of Kol Oimed Liftois Ke Podoy Domi, it's called an Oichel, it's Oil Achila. So therefore, it is Mekabel Tumet. It is Mekabel Tumet. That is what Rav Shimon holds. So Mamela, so the Gemara asks Akasha, so if Rav Shimon holds it's Roy Lachila, so it's called a Shechita Ruya. It's called Makabel Tumah because it's Roy Lachila, so it's called a Shechita Ruya. So why does it say in the Mishnah that there is no Chiyav Oisev Esmanoi, it's not a Shechita Ruya, it's Roy Lachila? So the Gemara answered, we'll skip over this for tonight, what the Rashi is Akasha. Omar Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Omar Rab Yochanan, Poras Chatos, Eino Mishne. So Rashi says, Eino Mishne, my Nishnis, be Mishne, Eino. It's a mistake. That means this does not belong to the Mishne. A Poras Chatos, according to Rab Shimon, is Roy Lachila. You're right, your hunchips are right, it's Mekabel Tumah. So it's called the Shechita Ruya. So this has to be taken out from the Mishnah.